Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Thanks for being here today. And now, on to today's episode. Woman Behind the Voice at 200 Airports. This was the title of a YouTube video I clicked on not too long ago. It led me to an interview from CBS with a woman named Carolyn Hopkins, who at the time of the interview was 63 years old. Carolyn is better known as the voice you hear overhead in the airport, giving you all the details about departures, delays, and arrivals. When you're going from terminal to terminal, trying to figure out where to go, it's often Carolyn's voice that's the guide toward your next destination. One of the comments on this video says something like this: Carolyn's voice has helped millions of people get where they need to go. Watching this video and reading this comment put a smile on my face. And the more I thought about the story, the more I thought about how often we put this pressure on ourselves to always be able to figure out, how am I supposed to know where I'm going in life? What am I supposed to be doing? And the whole time we're asking these big questions, there are small moments of guidance that point us in the right direction. There are small moments of clarity that indicate the small steps that we can take every day. The literal steps that we can take throughout life may seem insignificant, and yet they are a part of something bigger. Think about stopping at a stop sign. If you're driving, this is something that you have to do. It's a part of keeping yourself safe and keeping other drivers safe as well. And yet, we don't really see that as a significant moment. We just see it as something that we have to do. It's just a part of our daily lives, and we don't really think about it that much. It is something that has become so inherent to how we move through the world, almost like second nature. But I would like to propose the idea that maybe the small moments throughout the day that remind us to stop, slow down, yield, and to go this way or to go that way, maybe those moments are small moments of reflection. Maybe if we learn to approach them with mindfulness rather than mindlessness, we will enlighten ourselves toward a better way of being present in the moment. This isn't to say that we have to overthink and figure out how every little moment ties into the big picture, but perhaps the small things aren't that small at all. Maybe that moment at a stop sign isn't just stopping. Maybe it is a moment to truly pay attention. And of course, you may just be paying attention to the traffic that surrounds you, but that moment is still as valid as the moments that you have to stop and pay attention to the bigger things that are coming your way. What's beautiful about learning to live in these little moments is that they allow us to practice mindfulness by paying attention to all of the opportunities that we have to learn and grow in wisdom every single day. One of the things that the interview said about Carolyn Hopkins was that her voice had traveled to places in the world that she had never been. This made me think about how we rarely know how the little things we do, that we say, or that we are a part of can become a part of something so much bigger than ourselves. Somewhere in the world, someone installed a stop sign that saved a life. Somewhere, someone gave directions to a stranger that helped them reach a loved one just in time. This morning, someone is restocking a shelf, delivering a package, or responding to an email that will help someone they don't even know finally take a much-needed deep breath. Every day, whether you are giving or receiving, you are taking part in moments that are attached to other moments, moments that connect you with people that you may never even meet, moments that create legacy that extends beyond your wildest imagination. As you travel throughout the day, think about the many ways that the small things really matter. Take time to find mindfulness in the small moments of pause. May you always remember that no matter how ordinary or repetitive or uninteresting daily life may seem, all of this is a part of something so much bigger than you and me. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. How can a small act you perform today travel out into the world and extend beyond you? Thank you so much for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols.